I look at these green card people and I feel sorry for them. Mm-hmm. Because the green card people had become the minority jobs like before. The porter jobs, mm-hmm. the jobs. And you know what? A lot of these white people are angry with them. That's how these taxi drivers talk about. You see, taxi drivers, used to, when I first came out here, there was guys with construction jobs. And good job. But at night they drove taxis for extra money.
Right.
They can't get that no more.
Right.
Because the Puerto Ricans have got taking that over. Not, you know what I mean? Foreigners. And up some parts of the country, you know what they got? The Russian people. They got Russian drivers upstate.
Right.
You seen them?
Right. No, but I mean, Russians, first of all, Russians are really, they've taken over parts of Brooklyn and they doing all kinds of things now.
Upstate having a ride? Mm-hmm. Why, they're Russians up there driving them taxis? You don't even know what they're talking about. Let me tell you about. And they drive like they're going to a racetrack or something. I don't like to ride with them people. But I'll tell you one thing. The only way we can make it better, we had to make it better ourselves. We can't sit back and wait for somebody to do it for us, because they're not going to do anything for us. You understand? First of all, we talk too much. Okay? You take these foreign people, they don't talk very much. And most of them go around this bull crap stuff, they can't speak English. A lot of them speak English. They just keep their mouth closed so they don't know what you're doing. You understand what I'm saying here? And there's no place to live anymore. You can't get a three-room apartment will cost you $1,000.
Depending where you're at?
Because you can get that money from the green card people, you know?
Paris is in here. Walter?
Listen, let me tell you something. Whatever I just call them people, the Latinos, mm-hmm. are on the move.
Yeah, they are.
They're on the move, and these priests are going to be president, promising them all kind of things so they can get their vote. And I'm going to tell you something about us. We're going to fall down the toilet if we ain't very careful. But the money is out there. We have the skills, and we have the money. We don't have the money, we have the skills. But a lot of them have the money that can help us. They can help us help ourselves, because they give college money. They give a lot of college money, but there's a lot of money out there. You take these boys, these athletes, they could create things and get money from it. They could create
food. But they're selfish.
Yes. Instead of that, they go out here and buy a house that they don't even need, and they buy cars and jewelry they don't even need. They could invest that money in their own peoples and get something in return.
Yeah,
but I'm trying to tell you this, Em. But it need to be some smart man to come up and get them together and sit them down and say, listen, you get XX dollars. Show them what they can invest in their own peoples and what they can get in return.
So do you think that when it was the civil rights movement, Who do you think was more effective in helping black people, Martin Luther King or Malcolm X?